So those familiar words to us, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. It comes from this episode in the scriptures. But only say the word, the powerful word of God. That creative, restorative, healing word of God. It was the word of God that created everything. And it's that word of God that became man in Jesus. And it's that word of God that became man that is the Holy Eucharist. Which is why at that moment of the Mass we can utter those words. Because it's that same word. The same word that created everything. The same word that became flesh. The Eucharist is Jesus. And we have the same confidence that this man had. And so we go to Jesus with our prayers, with our intentions, with our supplications, as St. Paul told us in that first reading to his letter to Timothy. I ask that supplication, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings, and for all in authority. We're invited, instructed to pray for everyone. And in particular, he mentions those in authority over us. And so while it's probably at first the easy response is to complain and to gossip about our leaders in our local church, in the universal church, and in our government leaders, St. Paul instructs us to pray for them. And he goes on to say, for there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. Once again, that word of God became flesh. Jesus became a man. And so as the man, Jesus represents us, intercedes for us before the Father. And as an apologetics, like defending our faith, oftentimes we get criticized for praying to the saints. And why do we need to talk to Mary? Mary can't hear everybody's prayers. Why do we need to pray to these saints? We can just go straight to Jesus. Yes, there's truth to that. But and those who criticize us will point to this passage. But in this same passage, St. Paul is telling us to pray for each other. So he cannot be contradicting himself in just a matter of sentences. So yes, we have one mediator, Jesus. But he desires, he chooses to share that mediation with us. That's why St. Paul asks us to pray. If we can pray for one another, as imperfect and sinful as we may be here on earth, why would those who are in heaven, who are perfect, without sin, perfectly united to the Father, not be able to pray for us? And so the intercession of the saints, the communion of the saints, is scriptural, it's foundational, and it is true. And we never should shy away from the beautiful, the fullness of the faith that we have. And even in that passage in the gospel, the centurion sent friends to intercede on his behalf. The Jews were interceding on behalf of the centurion. Never is there ever the exclusivity of just a one-way direction between the person praying and Jesus. The body of Christ is always invited to pray together. And it's one of the beautiful gifts we have as being members of the body of Christ, is that we can pray for each other, that we can intercede and make supplications with and for each other. And then another, this is good and pleasing to God, our Savior, who wills that everyone be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. This is why it's so important for us to know the faith. Important for us to know Jesus and his church. Because God desires that everyone be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Jesus is the truth. So God desires everyone to come to know Jesus. And Jesus has fully revealed himself to us in the Catholic Church. So the next step we can say is that God desires everyone to be Catholic. This isn't arrogant. This isn't being prideful or boastful. This is the simple truth. It's a sad state in the Christian church today that we live in a divided church because of the Protestant Revolution in the 1500s. It's not God's desire that there be all of these denominations, all these separations. The body of Christ is one and is found in the Catholic Church. And so when we make our supplications, when we make our prayers and intercessions, we should always be praying for unity. We pray for those who lead us in the church to always speak the truth boldly so that we can be together, united in one faith. Because this is God's desire. That we hear the word of God and we allow that word of God to heal us and to restore us. And in so forming the one body of Christ. For this is God's will, that everyone come to know the knowledge of the truth, that everyone be saved, that everyone be a member of the one true church.